From Norm Macdonald, Monday is Oscar night and three films, The English Patient, Secrets and Lies, and Shine, are locked in a tight race in the category Best Picture. There's not a chance in hell I'll ever see. Oprah Winfrey's longtime boyfriend Stedman Graham has written a new book called You Can Make It Happen, A Nine-Step Plan for Success. Step number one, become Oprah Winfrey's boyfriend. Then the other eight are just hang around. Paul McCartney will take place in his first live online chat, and a record 2.5 million calls have already come in for people hoping to have an actual moment of contact with the former Beatle, although it should be noted that 2 million of these calls came from Ringo Starr. Real estate mogul Donald Trump announced this week that after 3.5 years of marriage, he's seeking a divorce from wife Marla Maples. According to Trump, Maples violated part of their marriage agreement when she decided to turn 30. In London, British scientists created a frog embryo without a head, a breakthrough that could lead to a reduction of headless human clones to provide organs and tissues for transplant, as well as horrific nightmares for the rest of my life. Hi, I'm Johnny Mack. This is a bonus episode. The comedy world has reacted to the passing of Norm Macdonald. There was a normal episode in the feed earlier today with the regular comedy news. This episode, all Norm. On The Tonight Show, Fallon told a story about the first time he met Norm Macdonald. Shortly after being hired at SNL, Fallon happened upon Norm having breakfast and introducing himself, excitedly telling Macdonald that he's the best. But being that he was seated with Bob Newhart, Norm Macdonald would not accept the compliment. Fallon called Norm Macdonald one of his comedy idols, a comics comic, and said he's just one of the greatest comedians ever, and God, we're going to miss him. He was a friend of the show, family really to us. On The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, after the monologue, Colbert came back from the commercial break and spoke about his short time working with Norm Macdonald at SNL. Colbert only worked there as a guest writer for a few weeks and said that Norm Macdonald invited him over to write with him, so Colbert spent his whole time there writing for Weekend Update and had some high praise for Norm. I wish I were a good enough comedian to come up with a joke right now about Norm Macdonald having died, but the only comedian I know who could get away with a Norm Macdonald is dead joke is Norm Macdonald, and I'm going to miss the fact that there's nobody left on the planet who can do that, and the comedy world is poorer for it today. Colbert had one joke he thought Norm would have appreciated. It said, "So I hope somewhere up there or wherever..." And he let the joke trail off as the audience laughed and said he'd figure that joke out. James Corden hailed Norm Macdonald as perhaps the single greatest guest in the history of late night television. We'll talk about that in a second. Norm Macdonald passed away today far too soon after a 9-year battle with cancer, a battle Norm never told anybody about because all Norm wanted to do was make us laugh, and he was absolutely brilliant at it. There was nobody quite like him on Late Night with Seth Meyers. Seth said, "I don't think Norm would want to hear anything sentimental." And also, he loved, or should I say, he didn't care if he was bombing. If he thought the jokes were good, he had exactly as much fun telling them to a dead audience than to one who appreciated them. And I think for so many of us, we came up watching Norm, and we thought you were on the inside with him when you were watching him tell these jokes that you thought were great, and no one in the room thought was good, and you just felt this connection to him, and that ability to just stare in the audience, unblinkingly telling the audience jokes that you believed in. A series of tweets now. David Letterman: "In every important way in the world of stand-up, Norm was the best, an opinion shared by me and all peers. Always up to something, never certain until his matter-of-fact delivery leveled you. I was always delighted by his bizarre mind and earnest gaze." Trying to avoid using the phrase twinkle in his eyes. "He was a lifetime Cy Young winner in comedy, gone, but impossible to forget." Conan O'Brien said, "Norm had the most unique comedy voice I've ever encountered, and he was so relentlessly and uncompromisingly funny. I will never laugh that hard again. I'm so sad for all of us today." Bob Saget, devastated. "Met Norm in Ottawa when he was in my audience at 17 years old. Been close for decades. We've lost a comedic genius. No other voice in comedy has been as uniquely prolific, brazen, dark, hilarious, and heartfelt. Love you forever, Norm." Brian Posehn said, "One of the hardest times I've ever laughed was during the Bob Saget roast as Norm Macdonald ate it on purpose." We'll get to that as well. Gleefully digging in on a bit that the live audience wasn't buying. Meanwhile, the other comics and myself were in tears and in awe of one of the funniest humans ever. Billy Crystal: "Very sad to hear the passing of Norm Macdonald. He was a bold, fearless, and original voice. This is a huge loss." Dave Attell: "There was no one like Norm Macdonald. Every time I watch him perform was a gift. Thank you, Norm. Thinking of you and your family on this sad day." Mark Maron: "Norm Macdonald has passed away. He was one of the best comics ever. After we talked in 2011, I couldn't believe what an amazing talk it was. I still can't. One of the best episodes ever." And he has shared that on his podcast feed this morning. David Cross: "Just gutted about Norm. when I was going through a tough time after I was publicly defined as a racist POS, Norm MacDonald was literally the first, in caps, first person to reach out and tell me that he knew that was ridiculous, that he knew I was a good person, that he just had my back, RIP. Adam Sandler said he experienced some of the hardest laughs of my life with MacDonald. Every one of us loved Norm. Most fearless, funny, original guy we knew, an incredible dad, a great friend, a legend, love you, pal. Sarah Silverman said, no one like him on this planet. Please do yourself a favor and watch his stuff. He was one of a kind all the time. Whitney Cummings said, Norm MacDonald is the pinnacle of bravery and originality. Josh Gad said he's absolutely gutted by MacDonald's death. Not Norm, one of the most underrated and hilarious SNL performers, RIP. Artie Lang shared a photo of himself and MacDonald embracing, I will miss you forever. Bob Dole shared a picture of Norm MacDonald impersonating him. Bob Dole said the comedian was a great talent and I loved laughing with him on SNL. The SNL account said, today's a sad day. All of us here at SNL mourn the loss of Norm MacDonald, one of the most impactful comedic voices of his or any other generation. Jimmy Gaffigan, oh my God, we lost a legend. Norm was punishingly funny, a unique special point of view and completely organic. RIP Norm MacDonald. Patton Oswalt, no, God damn it. Oh my God, what is even happening? Goodbye, Norm. You were never not 100% hilarious. Jon Stewart, no one could make you break like Norm MacDonald, hilarious and unique. F cancer. Bill Burr, lost a giant today. Rest in peace, Norm MacDonald. And I think Anthony Jeselnik nailed it. Anthony tweeted, battling cancer for 9 years without telling anyone is the most Norm MacDonald crap ever. The Washington Post has the headline, there was no late night talk show guest like Norm MacDonald. The Post writes, wearing his signature mischievous grin, I'm laughing just thinking about that face, Norm MacDonald tells Conan O'Brien the joke. The setup is simple. A moth walks into a podiatrist's office, okay? A moth walks into a podiatrist's office. The Post says, the journey is anything but. As Conan O'Brien looks increasingly ready to rip his red hair out by the handful, Norm MacDonald's moth tells of his boss, Grigory Olenevich, who knows he has power over me and that seems to bring him happiness. His wife, whom he doesn't recognize anymore, his daughter, Alessandria, who fell in the cold of last year, his son, Grigory Olenevich, in whose eyes he only sees the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in a mirror, and so much more. The podiatrist finally asked the moth why he came to see him when he clearly needs a psychiatrist. The joke at this point is 4 minutes in, and Norm MacDonald delivers the punchline, which is, the moth said, because the light was on. Conan O'Brien stares down at his desk. You wonder if he's going to cry or maybe punch his old friend. Instead, he's overtaken with laughter and says, my congratulations to anyone who stuck it out to the end. Another classic moment finds Norm MacDonald telling Conan O'Brien another long-winded tale about Jacques de Gageur, some French name, the supposed pride of his Quebecian town. When he finally reaches the punchline, which is simply a pun on the words purpose and porpoise, Conan O'Brien just yells, no, while Andy Richter shakes his head and says, I knew that was going to happen. But one appearance on Late Night with Conan O'Brien in 1997 stands above the rest, according to the Washington Post. It begins with Norm MacDonald claiming to be sick after eating some shellfish and getting stabbed with a rusty syringe. Was he actually sick? It was always tough to tell with Norm MacDonald, the same guy who wrote a mostly fictional memoir. For about 15 minutes, it's standard MacDonald fare, which means absurdist, off-kilter jokes mixed with some proper ribbing of Conan O'Brien. In this instance, Norm quizzes him on the names of his employees. The best part, as it often was with Norm MacDonald, comes when you least expect it, after Conan is finished interviewing him. Norm moves a seat over, and actress Courtney Thorne Smith takes over in the interviewee's chair. After Norm loudly announces that both he and Conan O'Brien have crushes on her, he quiets down for a while. Eventually, Thorne Smith begins chatting about her experiences on Melrose Place. After a minute, Norm chimes in and says, are you talking about Melrose Place? Conan says, you're the biggest ass I ever met. Norm, no, because I swear to God, when I lived in L.A., I lived on the actual street called Melrose Place. There's an actual street. So they open a restaurant called Melrose Place on it, and it's right beside my house. Norm continues to complain about the stupid tourists always taking pictures standing in front of the restaurant. He leans back in his chair. Conan mentions that Courtney Thorne Smith recently made a movie with Carrot Top. Norm said, wait, she left Melrose Place to do a movie with Carrot Top? Conan asks what the movie's called. Norm jumps in. I know what it's going to be called. If it's got Carrot Top in it, you know what a good name for it would be? Box Office Poison. Conan, the girl sitting to your left is in the movie. Norm, I would see any movie with this girl in it. She's a beautiful lady and a talented, nice talk show guest. Courtney says the name of the movie. Chairman of the Board. Conan, do something with that, you freak. Norm, I bet the board is spelled B-O-R-E-D. Paul Scheer tweeted, I saw this clip I just talked about when I was in high school, and I don't think I ever laughed as hard as I did when I was seeing this live. From Thrillist, Norm MacDonald's bizarre, amazing roast of Bob Saget is the perfect way to remember him. Thrillist writes, as soon as I heard the shocking and upsetting news that Norm MacDonald died, I thought about one joke. When you go to the men's room later, you'll see a sign that says, gentlemen, pay no heed, go right in. There's no room that says scoundrel on it. It's a line that Norm MacDonald says at 2008's Comedy Central roast of Bob Saget. It's directed at Gilbert Gottfried. It's met with confused chuckles and groans. So is most of the set, which has gems like, Bob has a beautiful face like a flower. Yeah, cauliflower. No offense, but your face looks like a cauliflower. The laugh button dived in on that roast. The roasters included Greg Giraldo, Gilbert, Jeff Ross, John Lovitz, Jeff Garland, Susie Essman, and even Cloris Leachman. Artie Lang was scheduled to appear, but he was replaced at the last minute by a reluctant Norm MacDonald. Norm was not really a roast type, but agreed to do it as a favor to Bob Saget the night before. When Norm asked what he should do, the producer of the roast told him just to be shocking. To Norm MacDonald, the shocking thing to do was to go to the complete opposite direction and do the cleanest, most boring jokes straight out of a 1950s joke book. The comics were howling, the audience was confused, and Norm was clearly delighted with both responses. You can find the full roast of Bob Saget on Paramount Plus. From Vulture, if you invited Norm to do something, the only thing you could truly expect is that it would be funny. Perhaps nowhere was this more acutely on display than the time YouTube made the terrible mistake of letting Norm co-host the red carpet pre-show for the Big Live Comedy Show, which was a failed attempt to launch an annual live comedy show in 2013. The pre-show, which Norm MacDonald co-hosted, now exists only as a sometimes glitchy, pirated bootleg. Norm showed up in sweatpants and clearly didn't give a hoot. Norm said, "All the stars are here." He repeatedly announced that over and over before stumbling over the names of various YouTubers while also holding a prop cigarette. His intentionally out-of-touch and awkward presence relieves his co-host of the obligation to do anything but maintain a sense of decorum for him to repeatedly violate. Throughout the show, he roasts every guest. For an example, Lonely Island came by, and he described them as Andy Samberg and the other couple of fellas. At one point, he advises comedians Garfunkel and Oates not to accept notes on their TV show from IFC. Just say to them, "Listen, you picked up Marin," as the trio dutifully complete what is clearly a required demonstration of how to subscribe to a YouTube channel. MacDonald draws laughs without even saying a word. He just stares directly into the camera, heightening the awkwardness of this whole thing. One more from Vulture. Now pay attention here. It's a long interview, and let me just read it to you, and you're going to find it fascinating. Vulture, forget about your career. Do you think Twitter has been good for you as a human being? Norm, it's definitely bad for me as a human being. Vulture, how so? Norm, it's another way of wasting time, and I don't need that. I don't have alcohol. I don't have cigarettes. I don't have drugs. I don't have that much gambling anymore, but I do have YouTube, sports, and Twitter, and I only got so much time. When I get sad, it's when I see how little time I have left and how I'm wasting it. Gambling was always like that. It wasn't the money I lost. It was the time. Vulture, you know what makes me feel that way? What makes you feel it? Vulture, I can imagine being on my deathbed and thinking, why did I waste so many meals on yogurt? Norm, absolutely. You know, I think about my deathbed a lot. Vulture, what do you think about it? Norm, I think I should have never purchased a deathbed in the first place. Norm MacDonald, rest in peace. If you were discovering this podcast today because of Norm MacDonald, it's a 10-minute, 7-day-a-week look at what's happening in the world of comedy. You can follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, normal episode in the morning. And if you missed this morning's normal episode, just go down one in the feed. So two episodes today. See everybody in the morning.